Professor Dr. Tomris Austin is the current chair of the Committee on Congresses and Conferences of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine since 2008. She's a full professor since 1990 at the Department of Clinical Biochemistry, Faculty of Medicine, Akdeniz, Mediterranean University, Antalya, Turkey. She obtained her Bachelor in Science in Chemical Engineer from American Robert College, Istanbul, Turkey, and her PhD in Biochemistry and Speciality Degree in Clinical Biochemistry from Aegean University Medical Faculty, Izmir, Turkey. Professor Osbent is the author of more than 150 manuscripts, 7 book chapters, and editor of 3 books published by the international publishers. Welcome, Dr. Tomris Osbent, to El Microscopio.
Thank you, Belen. Thank you, Hernan. Thank you for inviting me. It is a really a big pleasure and honor for me to communicate with my colleagues from all Latin America countries, and I am excited for this. Thank you again.
Thank you, Doctor.
Our first question would be, could you please describe the activities and responsibilities of IFCC Committee on Congresses and Conferences?
Okay, thank you, Belen, for this question. Before talking about the activities and what the responsibilities of the Committee on Congresses and Conferences, I'd like to mention about IFCC very briefly. As you all know, and we collaborate very closely with all the Latin America societies, the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, IFCC, is a worldwide non-political organization for clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. It is the leading organization in the field of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine worldwide. IFCC sponsors activities to achieve and promote scientific progresses and its application in healthcare around the globe via peer-reviewed publications, recommendations, papers, workshops, seminars, congresses, visiting lecturers program, and scholarships. The aim of IFCC is to achieve global standardization via the IFCC reference systems, materials, reference methods. IFCC currently has around 90 full member societies, 10 affiliate member societies, and around 50 corporate members. And IFCC runs all these activities with its 3 divisions, which contains also several committees and working groups. And the Committee on Congresses and Conferences belongs directly to the IFCC Executive Board. Now, I will talk about this, our committee. I am the chair of this committee since 2008. And the committee, I am the first chair of this committee. And this committee was established in 2007. And it is the continuation of the former Congress and Conference Division, which was founded in 1996. And this committee promotes the leadership of IFCC in the field of clinical laboratory by expanding the list of IFCC master conferences on specific scientific and educational topics. And our mission, this committee mission, is to provide organization, administration, and management of all IFCC meeting activities such as congresses, conferences, and symposia. And also, we receive a lot of applications for IFCC auspices from organizers, meeting organizers. They request such a sponsorship. Our committee supports and promotes the leadership of IFCC in clinical laboratory sciences through congresses, conferences, specialized meetings, and other professional meetings. It works very closely with the other IFCC divisions and units, working groups. We usually meet once in a year, usually during a regional or national congress. The correspondence is provided usually via internet among the committee members. Each member of the committee contribute to the work of the committee. They are allocated one or more specific events or areas of activity where they are expected to take a lead role. A member of the CCC is kept busy, but the work is interesting and can provide excellent opportunities for making new international friends and contacts. And I am proud to say that we have a member in our committee, Professor Monserrat Blanes Gonzalez from Paraguay is a member of our committee. And she's a very active member. She was recently selected to do our elected to our committee, but I'm very proud to say that she contributes very well to our committee. And the responsibilities of our committee is this. Once in every three years, IFCC holds an international congress of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. The name of this meeting is also known as World Lab. And the other responsibilities of this committee is to keep contact with the five regional congresses of the federation. And it is the responsibility of this congress to organize general conferences. These are usually held in triennially. And it is also the responsibility of this committee to work in the organization of IFCC specialized conferences. This committee also provides advice to the meeting organizers how to get the best out of the conferences. And it is the responsibility also of this committee to grant to the meeting organizers IFCC auspices. And also it is the responsibility of this committee to prepare meeting guidelines, and the committee formulates and updates the guidelines, procedures, and practices for IFCC-designated meetings. And also it is a big responsibility, again, of this committee to evaluate, to review, and rate the bids received from the IFCC full member societies for World Lab congresses and Euromed Lab congresses. And we also make a list of 5-year list of congresses and conferences. This helps to the meeting organizers to choose the dates of their meetings, to prevent them to choose a date, to prevent overlapping of their meetings with another congresses. So before choosing the date, they should go through this list, and they should find out that is there any other meeting planned the days they are planning their meeting. So in order to prevent overlapping coincidence with other meetings. Our first question, also I mentioned that it is the responsibility of this committee to prepare the guidelines, the procedures to apply for the organizers and also for the committee and for the IFCC. For example, the most important meeting of IFCC is the triennial World Lab Congress, ICCCLM, International Congress of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, which is held once in every 3 years, which is the most significant international scientific congress of IFCC on clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. And because why it is so important? Because it also holds the IFCC Council. IFCC Council is the executive body of IFCC, but it is the Council of IFCC only meets during these World Labs. Because of that, because of this very, very rare meeting, they come together. It consists of the national representatives of IFCC full members. And the other times, all the tasks of IFCC is run by the executive board. This World Labs also hosts the IFCC Council and serves as the focal point for the activities of IFCC and its working relation with its full member societies. And this World Labs is hosted by one of the full members of IFCC. Any full member of IFCC may apply to our committee to host the World Lab Congress, ICCCLM. Actually, the society, sometimes it is organized not only by one society, but more than one society. And the society who wish to organize these World Labs is normally selected 6 years prior to the meeting. So approximately 7 years before the World Lab Congresses, our committee sends letters to the full member society representatives and chairs and invite them to bid for the World Labs. So for the 2020, our committee is preparing the letters to invite the full member societies to host the 2020. The next one, the letter will be circulated to the full member societies in these days. And then how can we select? What is the selection procedure for World Labs? How do we select the host country and the venue of this very important IFCC meetings? So when we receive these applications, the committee reviews them and rates them. All the committee members review this application from the full member societies and rates them. Since we have 5 regional federations, we pay attention to rotate the site of the meetings among these 5 regional federations. And how can we evaluate, how can we rate the applications of the societies? We review the applications according to the details provided, facilities available. It might be conference rooms, convention center, exhibition area, participation, location, accommodation, and also the travel, financial issues, and other aspects specified in the application by the societies. And then when our committee reviews and raises all this application, we make a recommendation. We choose one of the host societies. We accept, we choose one of them, and we forward this our recommendation to the IFCC Executive Board. Normally, in most of the cases, the IFCC Executive Board approves the committee recommendation for the site of World Lab. In very rarely, IFCC Executive Board may request a reappraisal based on the same applications and ratings made by the IFCC, but subject to other EB considerations. After that, the final selection of the site is made by the IFCC Executive Board. And then it is announced to the IFCC societies at the next regularly scheduled council meeting, which is held at the next World Lab. And we pay attention. There is an ethical issue, and we pay very much attention to do that, to obey to this ethical issue. The chair or members of both our committee and the executive board, who are members of a bidding national society, exclude themselves from rating the Congress size applications, and also they exclude themselves presenting the bids and ratings to the executive board. And I'd like to mention to you about the size of the previous and the next World Lab Congresses. The first, the recent ones I am telling you, in 1999, it was held in Florence, Italy. In 2002, in Kyoto, Japan. In 2005, in Orlando, organized by AACC in United States. In 2008, in Fortaleza, Brazil, and in 2011, in Berlin, Germany, and this meeting was also a joint meeting of World Lab and Euromed Lab. Sometimes, when it is in a regional federation, may join the activity, and so it can be both joint IFCC meeting and regional meeting. And in 2014, it will be held in Istanbul, Turkey. And in 2017, it will be held in Durban, South Africa. So the next one will be decided in these, the invitation letters will be sent soon to the full member societies, and it will be announced at the next World Lab Congress in Istanbul to the member societies, the next World Lab site in 2020.